Oh, hence Salzburg Fortress, Salzburg, Austria. How do you solve a problem like Maria? Mark Julie Andrews' first appearance on screen in The Sound of Music. She ran about the verdant hills around Salzburg. She mouthed the innocent lyrics as she cuddled a lamb. And I fell in love with her. After many a soulful song and much drama, the movie ended. With Von Trapp family managing a narrow escape from Nazis. And by then, I had fallen in love with Salzburg. That it was also the birthplace of Mozart struck me later. Ever since, I had a strong desire to visit Salzburg. Salzburg, finally. I extended my Czech Republic trip in July 2018, and chose to visit Vienna and Budapest. From Vienna, a day trip to Salzburg was never in doubt. As I boarded an OBB train from Vienna, a few scenes from The Sound of Music replayed in my mind. The Baroque city center, the invincible-looking Hohenzollern-Salzburg fortress, and the meandering river Salzach. And of course, the cemetery crypt where von Trapp's hid before their escape. The train eased into Salzburg station. A building painted in strong primaries dazzled me. In the distance, I could see the imposing teal domes of Salzburg Cathedral. Perched atop a hill, Hohenzollern-Salzburg Fortress reminded me of hill forts of Rajasthan. I was in Salzburg. Finally. Out and about in Salzburg. I stepped out of the station. My focus for the day was to visit the historical city center of Salzburg, a UNESCO site. And the Hohenzollern-Salzburg Fortress, High Salzburg Fortress. I bought myself a Ho-Ho bus ticket to head over to the city center. Once there, reaching the funicular was but a short, steep climb. And the funicular ride, another couple of minutes. Hohenzollern-Salzburg Fortress. They built this 250 by 150 meters castle in 1077 CE. It got its current shape and form in early 1500s. Besides Rome, this is the only surviving example of being a seat of a prince-archbishop ruler. As you get out of the funicular and walk down a narrow alley, you find yourself in the inner courtyard. St. George's Chapel dominates the courtyard. And here, you find many other smaller Christian places of worship. The fortress is now a museum. The chambers within display exhibits from medieval era to mid-19th century, including the coat of arms, the regalia, the artifacts, and more. A small theater here runs regular shows about its history. It uses plywood sets, synchronized with music. Of all the attractions within, the Golden Chamber and the Bedchamber stand out. Their period furniture, rich tapestry, ornamental walls, and ceilings are an opulent sight. View from Hohenzollern-Salzburg Fortress. The fortress is on Festungsburg, a 540-meter-high hill. Little wonder the view around is breathtaking. From here, you can see the medieval domes, the river and the colorful city of Salzburg. As you climb down Festungsburg, you find yourself in the precincts of the Church of St. Peter's Abbey. A wrought iron fence encloses it. Within the abbey lies a cemetery and a crypt. They had filmed the von Trapp family's escape scene here. A little distance from the abbey, you can spot Mozart's birthplace. Thousands visit this landmark every week. A restaurant here pays homage to the music genius by using his notation sheets as decoration. Though a hilltop fortress, its presence and dominance shapes Salzburg the city. UNESCO may acknowledge Salzburg city center as World Heritage. But, it is the fortress that gives Salzburg its character. To me, that makes it a perfect candidate to be our planet's landmark.